Welcome to PB Podcast, where we talk to interesting people about interesting things going on in the Elyria schools. Now your host, Amy Higgins.
Hey everybody, welcome back to PB Podcast. Hi Marty.
Hello.
Oh my goodness, what a special show today. I know I always start out that way too. I always say, oh, what a great show we have today. But today it's beyond the typical, yes?
Yes, I almost squashed our guest thinking that it was.
I was worried about that. Like, how, I'm not even sure how you were able to maneuver the chair and the microphone such that you were even able to get this guest on tape today.
I used the mini mic. Yeah, it's normally a lavalier mic that you pin on somebody. But it's like a full-size mic for our guest.
Brilliant. Yes. Absolutely brilliant. Well, we should give our listeners a little hint into what we're talking about. Today, we have a very, very special guest in studio. Two special guests, in fact. Welcome to PD Podcast, Miss Megan DeWitt of Eastern Heights Elementary School. Miss DeWitt is a teacher at Eastern Heights. She this year teaches what grade level?
Fourth grade, English Language Arts and Social Studies.
And before you came to Eastern Heights Elementary, you taught where?
I taught at McKinley Elementary. I was teaching kindergarten for many years and then was moved to third grade, English Language Arts.
And Miss DeWitt, I just have to say, your voice is so velvety. You really should be on this podcast more often. Doesn't she have a good radio voice? So thank you for being here. And one of the, you've had something very magical happen in your classroom. I've known you for several years now. And we've never talked about this outside of your classroom. This is a first, yes?
Yes, this is correct.
And you had a visitor years ago that has continued to pop up in your life in the classroom at McKinley and at Eastern Heights. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this visitor?
Yes. So 6 or 7 years ago, while I was teaching kindergarten at McKinley, one day a magical fairy door appeared.
A fairy door.
A magical fairy door.
What does it look like?
It is painted beautiful, bright colors, yellow, purple, pink. And on the door, it says the home of the kindness fairy.
The kindness fairy. Okay, so when you get this magical door appear in your classroom, what was your reaction?
I at first had no clue what was going on. And then all of a sudden, a few days later, notes appeared.
What kind of notes?
Notes appeared for the students who are currently in my class, telling them or complimenting them on great behavior choices or correcting their behavior and how they should do better by following our 3B rules.
Oh, now what are the 3Bs for listeners who aren't aware of the 3Bs?
Our 3B rules at McKinley and now at Eastern Heights: be responsible, be respectful, and be ready to learn.
When you got these letters, what did you think? I mean, it must have been really strange to just have these letters appear. And then furthermore, what did your students think who were receiving these letters?
So it was very, very strange because it came out of nowhere and the students were very, very excited. And of course, they thought I was the kindness fairy. But I've told the students for years, I am not the kindness fairy. You know how busy I am. I do not have time to write these letters or sneak around. And it's not my handwriting. So a few of them, it took a while. Or they still might think it's me, but it's not. The students were very, very excited, and they wanted to know more about this kindness fairy. So they took it upon themselves to write letters back to her, and they would write letters asking her questions and place them on the magical fairy door. Mm-hmm. Within a day or two, the letters just disappeared.
Wow. And now, so you said that was to 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then have you seen the Kindness Fairy since then?
Well, I have. The Kindness Fairy has been visiting my classroom every year since then. And even last year during the pandemic, virtually.
Wow, that's amazing. So how do your students respond when they get the letters? I know they're very excited, but do you see any behavior changes, I guess?
I do see behavior changes, their excitement. They want to know more about her. They want to see her, of course. And the behavior does change because of what she writes in these letters to them. The content of them is really meaningful, always promoting kindness and positive behavior, trying to build relationships between other peers and teachers and even herself.